Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show, where we're going to show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. This is your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com. How you doing today? I hope you're feeling well. Right now, it's December 4th, and it is the flu and sickness season, and it's in full effect. I have a three-year-old, and he's in school, and he brought back, get this, just a couple weeks ago, he brought back a flu for us right before Thanksgiving that made him sick, and then it made me sick, and then made my wife sick, and it's just, boom, domino effect. And so what I want to talk about today is what to do when you get sick and when you have the flu or something just completely takes you out and you just don't want to eat and you definitely don't want to work out. How do you get around that? How do you come back and get back on your feet? Well, first of all, let me tell you this. So I got the flu. It was horrible. I couldn't eat anything. I didn't want to drink anything because whatever I put into my system was coming right back out. I mean, you talk about trying to get your protein in. It's not happening. It's not happening because it's getting thrown right back up. So you're not absorbing anything. When you're sick like that and you've got the flu, you've got to focus on just getting fluids in, and you do it with itty-bitty little sips, and if you're lucky, you'll be able to retain them. Getting some electrolytes in, so that means maybe a little bit of Gatorade or Pedialyte or Pediasure, whatever things you can put in your body that doesn't upset your stomach, and you've got to play around with it. But start with those that I just listed right there and see if you can take those down. But that's what you got to do when you're sick. Now, I tried to hold on for as long as I could without yakking all over the place, and finally I did. I just couldn't help it. It was at 10 o'clock at night. I ran to the bathroom, and I just exploded out of my mouth. Oh, my God, it was painful. I hate it when that happens, and let me apologize to you if this is getting a little graphic. I know, but I'm just being real with you, you know, and chances are it's happened to you before, and hopefully it's not happening to you right now. But here's the thing. It's not the first time I've ever gotten the flu. Think about the flu, it's a virus that goes through your body and just creates all this havoc, and it rips through you like a freight train loose off of its rails. I mean, creating damage all over the place. The first thing to happen is you start losing all of your glycogen. That's because you're not eating anything. You're not putting anything in your body that's converting into sugar, so therefore your muscle stores of glycogen are going to be depleted, and so are your liver stores. You're going to just feel so bad and so sluggish. So once you are past the flu, the first thing you want to do is you want to start building up those glycogen stores fast. You do that. Juices, I don't usually recommend juices, but they're actually extremely good right after a sickness. Starchy carbohydrates, like the different forms of rice, white rice, brown rice, breads, grains, those type of starchy carbohydrates are awesome because they are usually they're very high glycemic and they can fill up your glycogen stores really, really fast. When you hit the gym, expect to be weaker than you have ever been. I mean, it is, when I hit the gym, it's painful. The burn feels even more painful than it usually does. I'm weak. I can't use the same amount of weight, and you just got to be okay with that. Chances are you're going to be barely able to do half of the weight that you were just doing prior to getting sick, and be okay with that. Now, I'm going to let you in on something, and that is, it takes me about 2 weeks to get back on track 100%. Now, when I say get back on track, I mean get my weights back up to where they were, get my endurance back up to where it was, getting my cardiovascular system back up to where it was, because when the flu comes, it just hits me like a ton of bricks. You'll lose muscle tissue, and you lose glycogen, and you got to focus on rebuilding all that back. And it's a process, because once you've had the flu, not only has your glycogen been depleted, but your muscles, your whole nervous system and everything has adapted to a virtually zero level of activity. So even when you're working out, your nervous system is being trained on a daily basis to go back and lift the weights. And if you're doing cardio, your cardiovascular system is being trained to, on a daily basis, go back and hit the cardio nice and hard. But when you don't do any of that for 2 to 3 straight days, and in my case, it took me about 4 or 5 days to finally get back on my feet, to be able to finally eat something and walk around and move around. I'm not kidding. I was lying horizontal the whole time. I was feeling so bad. And my nervous system, my muscular system, my cardiovascular system adapted to that. So my muscles got smaller, my nervous system, I wasn't able to fire or produce as much strength because I wasn't demanding much strength. So when I hit the gym, I am almost starting from scratch. Training your nervous system from getting from the couch to hit it hard in the gym, that's going to take some time. And for me, it takes 2 weeks. Hopefully for you, maybe it's sooner. But historically, for me, it's taken 2 weeks every single time. And my advice to you is don't get discouraged. Now, let's talk about what happens when you get like the common cold. Here's the good news. What scientific studies have shown is that people who get activity, some form of light exercise in while they are facing the peak symptoms of their cold actually seem to do better and they heal faster. Now, the reasons or the mechanisms behind that, there could be a lot of things going on. Number one is you're stimulating your immune system in a positive way as long as you're not exercising to the point where you're breaking it down. And number two, you're increasing blood flow, which delivers healing nutrients to your body in a very fast way. And also, if your nutrition is on. So if you've got a cold, usually it means that your appetite hasn't been changed, although most of us can't taste our food because our olfactory glands are completely shot. But as long as we're getting our nutrition in, and if anything, increasing our nutrition, we can heal faster from it and get better. I'll give you a story. My wife figured this out. My wife's a medical doctor, and once she got her certification in plant-based nutrition, she started really understanding the concepts of healing and how powerful your body is as a natural healer, as long as you give it the ingredients that it needs. And so what she did was she started doubling up on her green smoothies. You know, the best stuff that you can possibly get on the planet are those green smoothies. Well, she was putting down about 16 to 24 ounces of raw, beautiful, wonderful, fresh green smoothie, no joke, every hour. On the hour. And so by the end of the day, she had put down about 2 gallons worth of green smoothie. And you know what happened? In 24 hours, she completely kicked her cold. That's right, 100% kicked it. She's never come back that fast from a cold before. And so I saw that. I was amazed. So I tried it out myself. I got a cold one day. You know, again, my son, he's just swimming around in a sea of sickness with all these kids this time of the year. So like a normal parent usually gets is a cold when their kid brings it home. And that's what happened to me. So I got a cold and I did the same thing as my wife. I started downing about 16 to 24 ounces of green smoothie every hour to 2 hours. And the same thing happened. In the very same day, I went from getting really, really sick to getting 100% better. And that was one of the most powerful things that I've ever done. And you know what was cool is my strength, my fitness level did not go down. That's right. I continue to work out. But here's the secret about working out when you are sick. So if you have the ability to work out, you have the energy and you think you can do it, what you do not do is structure your workouts so that you do a lot of damage. Now, where do you do the damage? When you're lifting weights, the negative part of the exercise is what does the most damage. So make sure that you don't do a lot of heavy, emphasized negatives. Really important. Also, when you're using your weight and you're structuring how many sets you're going to do, the goal is to not create any soreness. So you want to produce strength. You want to exercise your muscles so that they stay strong. But whatever you do, do not create soreness. Do you know why? Because when you create soreness, that indicates that you created damage in the muscle. And if you created damage in the muscles, then you are calling upon your immune system to repair your muscles. But if you're sick, your immune system needs to be focusing on getting rid of the sickness, killing the sickness. So whatever you do, do not take your immune system away from that job. But you do want to increase your cardiovascular. You do want to continue to stimulate your strength, but do it in a way that doesn't cause damage. One of my favorite professors, Dr. Fred Hatfield, showed me a way of being able to pull that off. And what he did was just simply said, concentrate on really emphasizing the concentric part of the motion when you're doing weights. So let's say you're doing a bicep curl. The concentric is the positive. So that's when you're lifting the weight up. If you're doing a pull down exercise, you know, that little back machine where you sit down, you reach up for the big bar above your head and you pull it down to your chest. The positive or the concentric is when you pull it down. It's the contraction phase of the exercise, the part of the exercise where you're contracting your muscles. That's what you emphasize. So you use a lot of speed on that. And then you de-emphasize the negative. So one way to do that is lower the weight quickly. If you lower it quickly, then you're not spending a lot of time focusing on strength to lower it, because it's the lowering part that creates the damage in the muscle. Hopefully that was a cool little tidbit for you about muscle building. So that's it. I want you to stay healthy. If you're celebrating the holidays, be safe, be healthy, and if you do get sick, you now know what to do. Treat your body with a lot of care and a lot of tenderness. If you get the flu, give yourself 2 weeks to get back on track, and don't be frustrated when you do that. If you get a cold, then go ahead. If you're feeling up for it, get a nice light workout in to keep the heart pumping and the muscles working, but whatever you do, don't do any damage. So that's it. We're going to wrap it up right now. I so appreciate you coming on and listening to the show today. If you haven't already, make sure that you get yourself a free copy of the Vegan Muscle Building Guide. Just simply go to veganmusclebook.com. And if there's any way you can think of that I can help you, let me know. Hit me up. Send me an email to tom@veganbodyrevolution.com. It's been a pleasure. This is your host, Thomas Tadlock of the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.